For this Monday, June 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Mount Vernon police officer was arrested in Vandenberg County after accidentally firing a gun into his neighbor's apartment. That's according to the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office, who says deputies were called to the 700 block of Sweetwater Way around 10 a.m. on Thursday. A neighbor called 911 after discovering his neighbor, 23-year-old Gavin K. Ludwig, fired a gun and left bullet holes in his wall. The neighbor said Gavin Ludwig, a police officer with Mount Vernon Police Department, knocked on his door around 9 a.m. and asked if he'd heard any loud noises around 4 a.m. The victim told Ludwig he wasn't sure because he was sleeping. A few minutes later, Ludwig returned and allegedly confessed that he was cleaning a gun when it went off. Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office deputies arrived at Ludwig's home and spoke with him after hearing from the victim. Ludwig told deputies he knew why they were there and said he did not want to answer any questions. After getting a search warrant, deputies searched his home and found a gun cleaning kit on a desk in the living room. Officers found a bullet hole, which indicated that a bullet penetrated the living room wall, passed through a bathroom door and another wall before fragmenting through another wall. No shell casings were found. Deputies say they located 7 long guns and 8 handguns inside Ludwig's apartment. The sheriff's office notes that Ludwig did not call 911 after the incident or check in on his neighbor immediately to see if they were okay. Deputies say that evidence at the scene indicates he deliberately pointed a gun at the wall and pulled the trigger, recklessly failing to ensure the gun was unloaded. Officer Gavin Ludwig has been placed on paid leave of absence by the Mount Vernon Police Department. He was booked into the Vandenberg County Jail without bond and is charged with criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. Posey County Prosecutor Thomas Clower says no charges will be filed in the crash that killed Joseph and Ashley Aldridge and seriously hurt 3 others. It happened back on March 30th at the intersection of State Road 69 and Copperline Road in Mount Vernon. Officials say the driver of an off-road vehicle did not stop at the stop sign and crashed into a car. They say Joseph and Ashley were passengers on the ORV. The prosecutor says the blood of both drivers were tested and no drugs or alcohol were detected. The driver of the ORV was issued citations for disregarding a stop sign, resulting in injury, failing to yield the right-of-way, resulting in injury, and failure to use a seatbelt. Traffic alert for this week as more changes are coming to Lloyd Expressway as part of the Lloyd for You project. Starting Tuesday, officials say one lane will be closed in each direction from St. Phillips Road to University Parkway. These lane changes will allow for the construction of crossovers that will be used in future Lloyd for You projects. The closure is expected to be in place for a month. Evansville native Lily King placed first in the 100-meter breaststroke semifinal at the U.S. Swimming Olympic Trials. The U.S. Swimming Olympic Trials are underway at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. Right now, Lily King holds the world record and best qualifying time for the 100-meter breaststroke. The first round of the women's 200-meter breaststroke is on Wednesday. Some more sports news from Sunday. The St. Louis Cardinals took care of business in the finale in Chicago as they beat the Cubs 2-1. The Redbirds won 2-3 in the weekend series and improved to 35-35 on the year. The Cubs slipped to 34-38. St. Louis starts a 3-game series in Miami against the Marlins tonight at 5:40, while Chicago stays home to face the San Francisco Giants at 7:05. The Cincinnati Reds got tripped up by the Brewers in Milwaukee 5-4. Cincinnati tumbles to 34-37 in the season. The Reds now head to Pittsburgh to begin a series with the Pirates tonight at 5:40. And finishing up from the NBA, Game 5 of the Finals is this evening in Boston between the Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. The Celtics lead the best of 7 finals, 3-1. Tonight's game tips off at 7:30. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, June 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.